Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
You know, I think it's great that Patrick is moving in. Patrick and Dice are moving in with John, but I didn't know if you saw the fourth roommate.
Oh, yeah.
The dog.
The dog, yes.
Actually, the fifth roommate, too.
There's a fifth one?
It's John's fever blister. Who's like, yeah, I'm here too. I'm going to. My name's Sam Adams. This is the stupidest thing I've ever done. Hey, I don't want Thais going over here with the Spanish stuff.
Oh, God.
Okay, everybody, where's my beer? Don't look at me.
If you're watching the intimate portrait, for some reason he's putting his hand over his mouth.
It's a Boston talking, hat.
It's a Boston hat. This is attractive. This is what
it's
people,
a Boston hat right here. This is reality, guys.
Turn your phone over so I don't see someone's dick sending to you.
So I've voiced a mole before.
This is.
I don't think I've ever voiced a fever blister.
You have it. We have voiced a mole. This is season 9, episode 8. Get off your high fever blister. High horse, I mean.
How could you not have put makeup on that?
He probably didn't want him to.
I guess not. But that was a fever blister.
It would bless his heart. I've had them. That was looked painful.
I've never had them.
I got them.
That means you have herpes simplex.
I've had it since I was a kid.
What'd you do as a kid?
I wish a good thing, but I didn't. It's interesting. Ever since I started sucking dick, I never really got a fever blister.
Interesting.
But when I was younger, elementary, every picture day I would get one.
Wow.
Four years in a row.
Stress?
I don't know. Maybe.
Obviously.
The only time I get fever blisters now.
Well, obviously.
If I get a virus, if I get sick, when it goes away, I'll get a fever blister.
Oh, you're filthy. Like you just told me I wasn't clean last episode.
I said we organized differently. You said I was OCD.
You are.
Don't dish it if you can't take
you
it.
You are. Y'all, we go to the first episode for a lot of our announcements. The most important one is go see us on tour.
Live show tours.
Our first tour date is Columbus, Ohio. I swear to God, I keep saying
more.
I am not joking. We're not. I'm not setting foot in Ohio again. And I'm not going to wear that Michigan shirt.
He's not wearing the Michigan shirt. Y'all convinced him out of it. You should wear like a cute OSU shirt.
Fuck no.
Oh, like Oklahoma State. I have one, like a cowboy one.
Why would I wear an OSU shirt? I don't know, an Ohio State.
It's just because I have that one. You don't have to buy another shirt.
Fuck off. Okay. The colors will be completely different. Why would I wear an orange shirt?
Because I'm cheap. And why buy a shirt if you're not going to wear it again?
No, I'm going to buy one shirt that says, "Oh, Ohio is shit. Get me out of here." I don't know if that's available.
I don't think it is. Well, we do have those Ohio billboards around here in California telling people to move there.
There are, yes.
Yes, there are. There are.
So there's that.
Minneapolis, Detroit.
Our big announcement is about our San Diego show, and we're making that, you guys. We're making that an event show.
I just itched my ear like a dog. This poor intimate portrait.
Your hair kind of looks like it now.
A little bit. Woof, woof.
But that is now going to be our 10 millionth download.
10 millionth load.
That's my porn movie. The 10 millionth load.
All right, we've got 10 million downloads.
Loads.
Downloads.
I've loved them all.
So we're excited for that. We're working on guests. It's a little.
And we're also working precarious. On just like, it's going to be kind of a retrospective of what we've done as reality guests. I'm sure we'll go back through casts. A good 3-year retrospective.
Yeah.
Because everyone needs a retrospective of 3 years.
Sounds really masturbatory.
We're going to hire someone to do
that.
No, we're going through our anals.
The anals of reality gays.
The anals.
Yeah.
My whole anal's so clean.
They just upped our P.O. box. I had to renew it. And she said, wait a minute. You're not called 90 Day Gays anymore? And I said, no. Well, we can't accept packages here if it's not 90 Day Gays.
Shut up.
And I said, well, we're reality gays now. Do you have a piece of paper with that on it? And like, I showed her the podcast app and I was like, well, you know, we had to change the name. And she's like, well, and I'm like, how many people are sending things to P.O. boxes? Just, are there like, there's reality gays, there's quilting gays, there's archery gays. How many?
So y'all, if we don't get your thing,
how many gays do
it's
they
because
have?
Doris at the UPS store does not want to put it in our box,
or they have so many gay clientele, it's confusing. Anyway,
true.
I think I fixed it. I sweet talked her, and she changed it in the computer.
Thank you for that long and boring story.
Anyway, all right, we've got a teaser. We're going to talk real quickly about, I haven't seen this. Poodle said the Below Deck cast was
leaked.
Leaked.
Below Deck Med Season 7 cast has been leaked.
With Captain Sandy, we hope.
Thanks for spoiling it.
Well, you literally said last episode, you said, she's going to be on. Come on.
Captain Sandy is back.
So you spoiled it.
Captain Sandy.
Yawn.
Now,
she's back.
Big news. No Malia.
We did know that. You said that. You said
can
that
you, can
last
you,
episode.
Can you just help me out here?
No, but you said... Do you not remember what you
yes,
said?
Yes, I did.
We switched bodies?
I'm trying to build things up. Okay. Big news, no Malia.
Malia?
No Katie.
No Katie?
No. There's a new Chief Stew named... I'm going to fuck this up.
Shansa.
I don't know.
Woman, man?
It's a woman. There's a male stew.
Okay.
No one else. Now, guess who's back on deck crew? I don't know if I can say this. This may be spoilers because someone doesn't work out. So they do hire someone. But the most important person we need to know is Z is back.
Oh, okay.
And supposedly Courtney comes back, but in a different role. That's all I will say.
I wonder what Courtney would do in a different role. A deckhand? Oh, wait. She did deckhand work.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
So, those are some spoilers. I should have said spoiler alert, I guess. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
But those are the only two returners. So.
Wow.
Completely new cast. looks like a new male chef named Dave.
Thank God.
They would never have Matthew back. And some other yes. hot-looking deck crew.
Okay.
The stews, one male and one female stew. I can't remember the chief stew, though.
It's going to be great having a new bosun with Captain Sandy.
Agree.
It's going to be invigorating to the franchise, I think.
She won't be able to like sexually harass Belia the whole time.
Yeah, I hope. Is it a man chief stew or woman?
Chief stew was a woman, I believe.
Chief deck, the bosun.
The bosun starts off as a woman.
It is. Captain Sandy's gonna treat her like shit.
Probably.
That's gonna be a good season, hopefully.
So, y'all, we know last season of BDM sucked shit.
And BD, honestly.
Yeah.
BD was even worse.
I agree. It was.
Get it together. Below Deck Sailing Yacht, we're enjoying.
Riveting.
I don't know if it's riveting, but it's good.
I was kind of being sarcastic.
I think it's good. Pig Royalty is riveting.
Riveting.
Riveting. Why did I say it like that?
You did say it like that.
That was fun. No, I cared about Below Deck.
In the moment, you're like, that was fun.
It was.
I got to pee.
A little. Are you going to make it? Do we need to stop the show?
I'm going to be fine.
All right. Let's talk about somebody.
Patrick and Thais.
Okay.
Episode 8.
Ooh.
I know you're into him, but
I am so into Patrick.
Every time I see him, his face looks so like glisteningly moist that it looks
his
like
skin looks good.
It looks like Kraft singles, and it feels like it would feel like Kraft singles.
I love.
Why are you so into him?
I don't know, but y'all, he is the hottest person to me on this season.
Something's wrong with you.
He's handsome to me, but then he's also so sweet, and he just wants. And
he fucks bad. I'm gonna say that now.
Treats him like shit. Again, y'all, Princess episode of 90 Day Fiancé this season or this episode.
I don't want to say I was right about Thais, but we were right. Yeah, there has been a lot of Thais defenders on the internet,
like, yeah, there's. A lot of people, I'll just talk about this. A lot of people came online. We had a couple of people. Some people came for us for talking about like John, and they felt like we were defending John last week. Or maybe 2 weeks ago, because they weren't on last week.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Only because if you listen to that, because I went back and listened, we're not defending John against Thais. We're defending John and Patrick's relationship.
Yeah.
And
John obviously has a problem with alcohol.
We're not saying that is an excuse at all. We're seeing just that these two people are in a lot of pain.
Enmeshed in their own trauma.
And I think we did say Patrick doesn't even need to be in a relationship right now. But he is. But I think just because John is struggling with alcohol doesn't mean Thais gets to completely disregard him as a member of their family.
And this is the other, exactly.
That to me is worse.
And I want to talk about this because we've talked about this before. It looks like this couple, Patrick and Thais, have value differences.
Yeah, it's true.
And we've said this before, y'all. Value differences are not something you can overcome. You do one of two things. You either compromise your values for the other person's values, because values are inscrutable. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to pick and choose which values you want. And when you do, one person compromises the other person's values. And when that happens, the other person builds up resentment that builds and builds and builds until it explodes one day.
We can see that with Muhammad. He's about to short circuit.
Yeah, exactly.
No, literally, y'all. His circuits are going to short circuit.
I wish you would go out.
Boy, God, what a pretty crier, though.
Oh,
God.
Yeah. Oof. Those eyes.
Oh.
So, this is interesting you were talking about this, but the fact that he says, and maybe this is not actually true, and maybe he didn't go into all of it. She knows all of their circumstances. He said that.
He said it, and she said it.
Yes.
She said it.
She knows everything they went through. Y'all, we don't know half of what they went through. I guarantee you a lot of what they went through would curl your fucking toes.
I guarantee you there's been physical abuse.
Definitely.
For sure.
Neglect.
Neglect.
And
they've seen alcohol abuse.
The fact that she either is not willing to even empathize or understand this, that he needs to be with his brother right now. And he even says, by living with my brother, I've done some healing. And this was helpful for me. If I was with someone, and yes, I'm coming to their I would say, okay, so for your mental health, you need to be living with your brother right now to process all that stuff. That's not going to be easy for me. But if you need that, I'm here for you to talk about that. And I'm going to keep revisiting that for how long you need it. But, okay.
Well, that's never going to happen with Thais, because you can watch this and think, okay, she's just not understanding the situation. But then when you see how she reacts when she goes to that mansion in fucking Dallas.
We'll talk about that later, but I'm
just saying, y'all.
It's never going to get better.
She's a fucking spoiled brat.
Yeah. She's a spoiled brat.
Full stop.
Princess time. So,
but
they are going to move to Dallas.
She does anal.
She does. They're going to move to Dallas, and she fucks in a Tesla. So, but he wanted to. So,
yeah. Have you ever fucked in a Tesla?
Shockingly, no.
That's what happens when you fuck in a Corolla.
I assume it's easier because
the doors come open.
So when I kick my legs out like this, like a frog,
it is
when I'm climaxing.
Yeah. Well, the creepy thing about it is it's because Elon Musk is always watching, so his voice comes over going, "Yeah, yeah, 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 take him to space."
Sorry, upstairs neighbor.
God, what a fucking lunatic.
So they're moving to Dallas. That's the big deal. And she's like, without John? He's like, no, John's coming. And she's like, but he doesn't have to live with us, but he won't. So this is interesting. I wish there was a way that we could know, he says it later, that he explained to her, and I feel like we're probably going to find out through the season what has bonded him and John together, Patrick. If we don't, then it'll be a misstep in storytelling. But they may not want to say it.
He does explain. As he's telling her we're moving because they're having to move quick because he got a job.
Right.
And she says, do you want to live forever and live with us forever? And he says, no, I don't want that. Because I agree, like, John needs to get on his own TV.
I understand her. I 100% get it. And what I would want from... She doesn't ever ask for this. What I would want from Patrick is a specific timeline.
Yeah.
And I would be in the same room with John to know that. Now, it may be a language thing, but she just wants to put down John every chance she gets because she wants it right now. And it seems like she is not just about John. She is invalidating his own relationship with his brother every single time.
Which is the only familial relationship he has that we know of.
That is helpful
to
him.
That is healthy to him. Is that. So it's like,
he can be a shitty person, you guys, and you can not like John all you want. But this is for Patrick right now. This is what he needs. He is saying, this is what I need in my life right now.
Yeah. And I mean, some people were claiming they thought it could be like racial shit with John. I'm sorry. I don't see that.
One of the reasons he spoke Spanish to her. He's like, boy, what is this?
He did say that. That was shitty. I forgot he did say that.
There are racial undertones there.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that's true. Because he tries to like make amends whenever they move to Dallas.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That is there.
You're right. He can be a shitty person, but it doesn't but you still can't invalidate their relationship. Yeah, that's a good point.
And so I that's where I can't ever agree with her with this.
I mean,
and that's when he says, he's like, give John a chance. And he said, healing myself is important right now to her. And she shakes her head. And he said, after all, he's family. And she's like, he's your family too. And she goes,
not my family.
And he's like, he will be. And she shakes her head. Y'all, this is what I've said before. This is a value issue. This is a separation of values.
I don't think it's a value issue, though, on this point.
Okay.
Because I wonder if she... Maybe. I'm not saying you could be right. I'm just wondering if... And what he did, when Patrick met her family, I think she probably would want Patrick to feel included with her grandmother. And,
yeah.
And well, her father, though, doesn't really like Patrick. But I bet that she would want him to be involved in her family. She just doesn't want to be involved in his.
True. But also, I don't know if she was...
Is a value issue in that I would just...
It's a value issue, and I'm saying that blood for him is very important.
Because I... Because
she wants to say, I'm the only family you need. That is her, which to me is not good and very unhealthy.
And remember, y'all, this is the person that told her father she's only going away for a couple of weeks, and then she's going to say, surprise, I'm getting married and moving to another country. What type of person
does
that?
The thing is, I want to throw her in the shit bin with all the other people.
Oh, for sure.
And I know we don't know her all that well, but that thing of I'm willfully misleading my family and doing all this stuff, the way she's treated both Patrick and John.
If they get married, she will cheat on him.
100%. And I also believe, though, this is why I think this is a value issue. I feel like she has never fully committed to Patrick. That's why I think it's going to be very easy.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why I'm saying it's going to be easy for her to go back. This is why they are, besides even Muhammad, Patrick and Thais are my could go either ways.
I could see her wanting to stay on to be on this show.
Yeah. But anyway, so she says that, y'all, they're going to Dallas. They fuck in their Tesla.
They do.
And then at the same dinner, she says... It's an interesting way that she conflates these things. She's like, because of the way we grew up, it's been nice having him here. I've been alone in my life. I've been very alone in my life, and it's not fun. And I need my brother with me at this time. And if someone had enough vulnerability to confess that to me.
That's why I'm in love with him. He's so articulate with his emotions.
Yeah.
How old is she again?
She's 20s, I'm sure.
So she just seems immature for her age as well. It may be a language thing, too. But no, he speaks the language. So
that's true. That's,
we have to remember, he's not only talked about his past, but he's talked about it in her language.
Yeah. And she says, you don't love me? And this is when you go, oh, she thinks she's going to be all he needs.
Yeah.
But the weirdest thing is, y'all, she doesn't seem to be empathic at all.
Not at all.
What he needs.
Not at all.
It like she's pussy, yes,
and she seduces him with sex.
Yeah,
we see that.
Well, he wants it just as much.
Yeah, he wants it too. But like,
it feels like she doesn't give a real shit about him emotionally.
It does feel that way.
That's why I'm saying I feel like she's gonna go back. If they get married, it will only because he will make it happen.
Oh yeah, Yeah, because I don't know how John and her could
It
work.
Because John, alcohol issues aside, is authentic as fuck.
Well, he said they moved to this house, and John says, I'm just going to let them. I'm hoping this is a new start.
Yeah.
John sees she's marrying my brother. She's going to be part of my family. I want her to feel like a sister.
Yeah, let's start over. He's like, I'll try. He said, I'll do what I can.
Meanwhile, they walk into this. Now, look. This house, it's not the kind of house I like. It's a boring,
it's one of those very modern.
And it's all white. And You know how I feel about daylight light bulbs, y'all. Yeah. It's but daylight light bulbs through the whole thing.
At least $1 million house in Dallas.
But this is a crazy nice house. Yeah. And a bigger house.
I was infuriated when she had problems.
She walks into this house like she is walking into like
squalor.
Just a fucking something like, yeah, just of trash that smells of pig shit.
And I think it's because their house that they had before was one story and a lot bigger. But he even says, in where you were, this is huge. And she's like, well, you know.
And he actually says, this is actually bigger than our last house.
She's still not having it.
Y'all, there's three of them. It's a four-bedroom, three-bathroom house.
And then she basically says it's small, and she hates. This is how you can separate this, you guys. She starts to say, they go up to the second floor and see John's stuff there, and she's like, why should he have his own floor?
It's like she doesn't want him to have anything that's his.
And then it becomes about her resenting that he's even there, and she wants more than he has.
Yes.
And y'all, that's when you go, oh, I see what this is about. It's about, oh, my ankle just popped in a very aggressive way.
Oh, I thought your asshole was starting to call. Wait.
It is Pride evening, y'all.
It's Pride.
Let me get the apps fired up.
Dusk is coming soon, so it's starting to...
like a vampire.
Like the night on Bald Mountain.
Fuck me the ass. Fuck me the ass. Ass. Oh.
And then, like a fucking, once you get dick down and choked, the storm goes away. Oh. And it's just birds singing and cooing. It really is the same.
Fantasia really does apply to a lot of my life.
You know, if you're a young boy and you liked Fantasia.
Loved it.
I loved it. Yay.
I will say, I didn't understand a lot of it from youth, but it's something I can watch now. And it kind of was weird and freaky to me. And it inspired strange like feelings for me. Fantasia did.
Yeah.
Night on Bald Mountain. Like,
oh, yeah.
That whole segment.
The old mill.
Oh.
Wow.
The Headless Horseman, who I kind of wanted to fuck.
Did you ever watch?
Wait, is that weird?
That's weird. Did you ever?
And Bram Bones was obviously.
But that wasn't Fantasia. That was just its own
thing.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying.
Did you watch? They did a Fantasia 2. Did you ever watch that one?
No, it sounds bad.
They did it like, I think it's been like 20 years ago now.
Pass.
Maybe it's nice.
No, it's not. Anyway, she basically says, all this stuff is ugly. I don't want it here. This is our house. And she basically says, and John says, I hope this is not a character thing that she always wants you to give her a mansion. And I went, ding, 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 ding.
Because technically, legally, it's not your house, honey. It's his house.
You're not married. For it.
And so,
and then she says,
the closet's not as big.
The closet's not as big. Then she says, it's just a mess here. And I went,
you just moved in. This is supposedly the first day you moved in.
This triggers the shit out of me. Maybe it's fraudacity.
Because it's entitlement. I don't think it's fraudacity.
The entitlement.
It just
bugs the fuck out of me.
Patrick, you are a sweet, sweet man with beautiful brown eyes. And when you cry, it looks like
it
looks like an angel singing. I will hold you. You can lay your head on my chest.
You need to recuse yourself because this is personal.
Thousand stars.
Are you doing the medium?
I will buy for you ribbons and gold. I don't know how it ends.
I think that's the medium, isn't it?
I think so.
Manotti?
Yes.
Don't touch me. Physical boundaries.
Stop!
Y'all, my upstairs neighbor sounds like she's got a hobby horse and is sawing actual lumber.
Yeah, she does sound like she's sawing lumber.
I just need to say the last little bit here is he's like it's a mess. He's like kind of under his breath says, well, you're going to have to live with it. And then he's like, I grew up in a trailer park. Everyone was sharing bedrooms.
He said six people in a trailer house.
He's like, and
six
this
people.
And this is a mansion to me. And you could not find two people who don't understand each other more than these two, unless you're even Muhammad. We're going to talk about them last.
We're going to talk about them last.
Holy fucking shit.
But it does turn this on its head that we're so used to Americans like Bilal kind of just telling people where they came, or like Emily.
Yeah.
Saying like where you came from is a piece of shit hovel. Patrick's not doing
he's
any of that.
He's never done any of that.
All he said was, this house is bigger than the house you... He's never...
You know what? You are making me like Patrick, and I can't believe I'm saying that.
He's a very sensitive guy. He's never done any of that. And we
I just think
where
he's
she grew
like a douchey meathead, but I well, think that's the best thing I can say about him.
It's all, but it's not what he is on the inside. He feels
yeah,
all that
I agree
exterior.
With you.
Because we saw where she, it wasn't, it was fine. It was a,
I'd still take John any
but,
day.
But no, but we see where she, like her grandmother's house and stuff. It wasn't anything,
no.
Where she is now is way nicer.
Yeah. Y'all, we're going to take a break and we'll be back with Ari and Beanie.
Oh, she finally comes through.
MMA fighting.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope.
So I guess we're starting because Maddie just farted. Not in my face like he did before.
I didn't mean to.
You need to take something or relieve yourself in some way. What if we're somewhere professional and you fart? And
it just happens.
What are we going to do about that?
It doesn't smell. It's fine.
In London, you were really inappropriate in the morning at like 10:30 because you talked about sucking dick.
They loved it. It was in the panel.
I'm glad it wasn't like recorded. This is Ari and Beanie.
That's how we're starting the show.
Ari and Beanie.
You know, because isn't Ari kind of just a walking fart?
You know, weirdly, I know she's still making herself a spectacle this season. In a season filled with Bilal,
Emily, you're right. I mean, you were right. It's the best possible cast.
She literally must have just been like, I did a gratitude ritual.
Yeah,
for everything.
I'm so glad I did that meditation.
So y'all, they're driving to this MMA gym in Jersey City. It's a 45-minute drive. And, you know, she's already poo-pooing this. She's like, I don't know if I'm going to be in the gutter every day.
Listen, this place is...
What does she have to do?
She's driving. Yeah, exactly. She's
like, why can't they work on their marriage during those 45 minutes when they're driving?
Maybe. And I thought, oh, well, probably... I guess we've just lived in LA too long because a 45-minute drive to me.
Nothing.
Like
that's 5 miles.
Driving, literally, somebody's like, you would drive an hour and a half, like back and forth. Like, yeah. Like now,
I hate those commutes, but I know people do them every day.
Yeah, and so I guess, but I can see like driving him there, coming back. What's she gonna do? But because he can't drive yet, right?
No,
we don't. Somebody else asked about this. When do people on 90 Day Fiance, when someone comes over on a K-1 visa? When can they drive? People were asking that about Emily and Coben last week.
I think Kobe. I think international, you can get an international driver's license. Am I crazy?
Sissies, come at us. I don't know the answer.
I'm uninformed.
Because to me, it's like, well.
I don't want to put bad information out there. So.
Ari has probably another car from her family she could borrow. Couldn't he just drive?
Most certainly.
Couldn't she just drive the car?
They're Mercedes.
And I thought, oh, well, maybe Ari has to be somewhere like a job. And she's like, I'm a social media manager. And I went, so you just have to work on your phone.
Yeah.
Not that social media is an easy job. No. That's a very time-intensive job.
It is a mobile job.
So if this is his dream, but that said, I'm not Team Ari and Benny as far as the MMA. I just want to say for me, I think it's ridiculous that Benny just got to this country and he's immediately jumping into MMA and that's all he wants to. To me, it's the same as Jabri saying, I can't be a truck driver because I've got one song.
It's ridiculous and I can't believe they're having to drive 45 minutes in Princeton, New Jersey.
Yes.
I can't believe there's not someone who they could hire to train him for as much gas as they're spending going back and forth.
Well, that's what my question is. How are they paying for this gym?
I know. Janice! Now, y'all, they just had a, in real life, they just had a fucking estate sale / garage sale this weekend, and they were advertising it all over the place. Some sissies went and got their pictures made.
Really?
And the thing is, how was this contract okay?
Did you?
Because
I don't know.
They took a lot of pictures together. Like Ari and Beanie are still together. And so how was this contractually okay with 90 Day Fiancé?
They also even had it. I don't get how it would be. Because they also even had people, they had her dad on Instagram be like, help my daughter stop mooching off of me.
Yes!
Because y'all, Ari's a terrible social media manager.
And he's using like Instagram filters.
Like, I bet you Caitlin, who helps us with TikTok, watched that and went horrified.
Yeah. I want to say all of this is completely misguided that they're doing I can't imagine they made that much from a yard sale.
So, but okay, here's Ari's complaint.
Or an estate sale.
No. What do you think? Here's Ari's complaint that Benny, when he was in Ethiopia, showed no time for them and didn't commit any time for the family. So she's worried about that now. What do you think Benny should do?
I would say that
I'm genuinely asking.
This is Benny has showed you from moment one who he is.
And it can't work.
And the fact that you think Beanie is going to hang out with you and you can work on your problems 24/7 and that he's going to take care of the kid, you know that's not going to work.
That's not just great, period. Like,
well, no, I'm just saying that it could be feasible that he could be a stay-at-home dad and you could work or you could be at the computer. He has shown you that's not
who
work.
He is. And she said, I thought when he came here that things would change.
Nope.
And I went,
your problems are still, you know
you
why?
Because
your problems aren't Ethiopia. Your problems are with you.
Your problems are you. And so the fact that she thought that this would magically change.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm not for him doing MMA. I think it's a little ridiculous that it's 45 minutes away. And like he's saying, no, be happy. And I'm like, again, what do you expect from a fuckboy?
Yep. And to be clear, he is trying to make everything work, but he is going to live in his fuckboy dreams, which are, I'm going to become a fighter and I'll make up the rest when it comes along.
Yeah.
And I'll see you and the baby and I'll be a star. He actually just wants to be a star.
He wants to be a star.
Yeah. That's it. Whether it's dancing, mm-hmm. MMA, it's, anything like
it's
that.
Butt bongos or beating people up.
Leg piano. All of it. Your mother-in-law could see you right there. Still one of my favorite moments ever.
Remember where you were.
Where were you when Beanie played his ex-girlfriend's ass like a drum in front of his fiance and mother-in-law? That was a great moment.
And you're kind of like, as you're watching this, you're going, all right, Ari's annoying, but I kind of understand where she's coming from. This is a lot. She has the kid, and you go,
you get it.
Gosh, Ari, they go to the gym. He trains. It goes well. And
he can do what he needs to.
Yeah, he's like, so great. So then it shows they're going to rehearsal again.
Rehearsal.
A rehearsal. Practice. I'm gay.
You faggot.
I'm gay.
They're going to MMA rehearsal. That's what happens when you rehearse a fight, right?
MMA rehearsal.
Yeah. Rehearse. Wow. I'd say it.
You'd
so she's like, this is not how I predicted our time in the U.S.
I want more cattle time.
Ugh. So y'all,
and they drive by a car. Did you see that?
Yeah. And he's like, ooh, what's a company I want? It's a beautiful car. He's like, as long as it is not a woman. Now, y'all, we know she's had jealousy issues in the past.
And y'all, this isn't fakery because you see it in her eyes. I know. She's fucking crazy about jealousy.
I honestly don't think, unless it is finessed by camera crew, none of their story seems fake because she can't do it. She is so in the moment in her emotions, which makes her a great reality star.
Yes. And he's just stupid.
Yeah.
So he can't fake it either because he's just.
I wouldn't say he's stupid. He is just oblivious half the time. And the other time he's thinking about what he wants for lunch.
Yeah, he's just, I should say, what Beanie knows about, he knows about. Like he has some type of, but he, there is a,
there's just, no,
as his sister said, a naivete. There's
he's not complicated.
The dim light, not a bright light behind the eyes. Yeah.
He's pretty, thank goodness.
And that got him a lot.
Yeah.
Got him a lot.
Yeah.
So they're going, so I like I said, how are they paying for this? But they
she's playing with the kid. Y'all, then you hear this kind of Jaws music when she's pulling up they know exactly what they're doing with editing. And we see Beanie fighting a girl named Melissa.
Melissa. It's Melissa. And
here comes Hurricane Ari.
Here comes Hurricane Ari.
And she sees, y'all, the best thing is she sees him with this girl rolling around the floor. She's like, hey, can you watch Ari for a second?
Hey. Pushes her baby over.
Makes a beeline and says, oh, my God. Did you not think to tell me you were testing a girl?
Okay, but she doesn't go to Beanie. She goes to the fucking woman who's an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
Like, this woman will fuck Ari up.
And she goes, what's your name?
And she's like, yeah, I'm just.
You have full makeup on. You have full makeup. No, she knew she was going to be on TV.
Yeah.
What is weird about that?
Yeah.
She had falsies on. So what?
She knows that she's going to. And then she's like, you didn't tell me that you're training with a girl. You should tell your wife. You should tell. And Beanie's like, well, I just didn't think about
it. Then she goes to the MMA fighter goes, do you not think you would tell your wife, right? And you're okay, go with that girl.
And Charles is like, you know, I don't know. And she's like, you're wearing fake eyelashes to fight. That's the last drop, Beanie. She's going completely crazy eyes.
Well, this is the reason we love to watch this person.
Oh.
Because we know she's, y'all, Ari is always like maybe just a nasty comment from this.
Oh,
always. Especially
always.
With her partners. And
she is blivid.
Yeah. And she's extremely jealous because I'm sure that Beanie has given her reason to be.
Yes, because it's like. She only remembers she's dating or she's engaged to a fuckboy whenever he's around other women.
Yep.
But any other time, she expects him to be a completely different person.
Yep.
But as Melissa said, equal rights, equal fights.
Hey, man.
And she even
said that. Hey, man.
And Melissa even said, do you want him to fail? And I went, yes.
Actually, yes, she does.
She wants him to fail. So,
so
that
she
way
can she take can, care of everything.
So she can take care of him and control his life.
Stop. That's it.
That's it. That's it.
And y'all, they're getting into it. I'm sure we'll hear more about it.
Oh, they're
talk.
I love it when they're talking at the end, and Beanie's trying to talk. He's like, "Well,
you're
I'm
yelling.
Just saying,
you're yelling. You're
no,
yelling.
I'm just
you're
saying,
yelling.
I'm just.
You're yelling. You're yelling. You're yelling. You're yelling.
But no,
you're
I'm just.
Yelling
I'm just
at me.
Trying. But
fine. You're okay. yelling. I'm not gonna answer.
That
I'm not
is
gonna
literally
answer.
How loud he was.
I'm not gonna answer.
He didn't even raise his voice. Didn't even raise his voice.
Look,
that's what she did, and she said that, and then she said. Why are you not, you're not listening to me. You're just talking over me. And then he tries to talk to her, and she talks over him and walks away.
I love 90 Day Fiancé for these scenes. It's so good.
It's so good.
They came through.
They came through.
In this episode.
They came through.
And it's not that. It's not like what we were watching with Bilal and Shida or Emily and Kobe, where it's like intense and we're learning something about their relationship. This is straight up theater.
Oh.
We know these two people. We know this couple. We know their dynamic. We know how they're going to act. We know Ari's going to act like this when she's triggered. And yes. And we're just waiting for it.
It'd be the same, like, mark my words, Guillermo is going to do something with the woman, and Kara's going to lose her ever-loving shit.
But I would say this is similar to me of a Michelangelo thing, where how performative they are.
Yeah.
And we know that Angela's going to be activated and do something like that. Or kind of a almost a Larissa cult or Larissa,
which
something like
we're
that.
Coming up to them in our classless.
Classless season six will be in about 4 weeks. We'll start with Larissa and Colty.
It's going to be
Ashley and Jay.
What's her name? Who's dating the boxer now?
Stephen and Olga. Huh?
Stephen Olga.
Fernanda and the realtor Jonathan.
Guy. Yeah. It's going to be a good season.
Who is so hot.
Yeah.
I've seen his penis. Someone
you
said
have
it to me.
Bad taste in men.
No, someone said it to me. He's hot. Jonathan's hot. You will agree.
Okay. Before we go on, we forgot, y'all, we did our YouTube Live today with our Patreon, with our $15 tier people.
Yeah.
But what we dropped some tea in those, and we've already told sometimes, but sometimes our sissies in there drop tea to us. And we found out they put out another episode of The Single Life that we did not know about.
Part
three. It's called
The Singles Tell All.
They didn't do this originally on Discovery.
Singles Tell More.
Singles Tell More. This wasn't on Discovery Plus like 3 months ago, y'all. So
it's a new edit,
know,
I guess.
It's a new. It just dropped on the 31st of May on Discovery Plus.
Apparently, Liz came for Sean, y'all.
And Sean,
they had Kaori.
And Sean puts her in her place.
Good.
We're going to watch it, as always, because we're going to in it now. So it's my fault because I just brought up how much you hate Stephanie, and now you're going to have
hate
to look
her.
At her again. You do. So, but we are going to, some of you are wondering, that did drop on TLC this week. Our Single Life episodes drop on Friday. So we'll try, I think we can. We'll try to have it out by Friday.
I hate her.
I like Single Life, though. It's a good friend. I'm excited to watch. I don't want to see Liz and Greg. I'm done with them. Or Liz and Ed. But whatever. So we're going to do it. It'll be out on Friday on the free feed. There you go.
Bleh.
And Patreon at $8.
Even.
Oh, God. Maybe one of the prettiest choirs of 90 Day Fiancé.
Those eyes.
Oh.
Now, we've said before, the women, most of the women got a pretty tough edit this episode. She got an okay edit. He got a crap one, as he's gotten for a while.
He did, but I thought his would be worse from the trailer.
Me
last
too.
Week. And the reason why, and I'll just say at the top, I'm going to believe him because I don't think he would lie, because I don't know if his robot would let him. he says, I was very upfront with Eve about everything I expected. I believe him. Do you?
I do, but at the same time, even if he wasn't, How could she not Google Islam?
That's why I that's why I think he was up front, because the fact that
it's like she's confused about a headscarf.
She walked in and she went, "What? Men and women are separated?"
Also, she's looking at a headscarf and going, "Yeah, I don't think I look good in this. It's just hot." And I'm thinking,
why are you wearing it in the car?
You knew going to a mosque, unless you are living in a fucking cave, you knew that women cover their head.
I'm from Oklahoma.
And you know that.
Even Oinky the Pig and Oinky. I know.
Yeah, well, Oinky knows more than anybody. That's even true. The person who graduated last knows that.
That's true, Ernest. He knows. Maybe he doesn't. But what is this noise?
By the way, she vacuumed yesterday.
Oh, she's vacuuming. That's what I'm hearing.
She vacuumed Saturday.
I thought someone was using your Tibetan sound bowl up there. Like a hum.
I don't know. I think she's buffing the floors.
Maybe she's having a paramour over tonight.
Oh, she fucks the dumbest looking guys. I've seen them. I've seen her bring them in.
Are you kind of jealous of they're hot? No, she's pretty.
They're dumber looking than Patrick. Because you know how Patrick kind of looks dumb.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. No, they look dumb. Sorry, but they do.
You know what dumb guys usually can do well?
Bunk.
Fuck.
They can bunk.
They can fuck.
So it's the only thing they can have.
It's 81 days to wed. It's a morning after the argument. But it truly is. Boy, we're going to. So, y'all. So she's having her feelings of, I have to wear a hijab, like Poodle said. And Muhammad's, "You look nice.
You look like, nice in this scarf. Like my mommy.
Like my mom. You look more beautiful with scarf.
Even more beautiful."
And that's where Eve says, "I don't feel comfortable." And she said, "And I don't want to wear something," quote, "that is true to form for me." And I went, this isn't about you at all. This is about
this is
religion.
And this is about you trying to understand where he comes from. Because you even said last night you thought people were shitty to him, and you're going to make an effort today, and you're really bad at making an effort, Eve.
It's like, if I go to a Jewish wedding,
you're not going to complain about a yarmulke?
No. I'm going to I chose to
go to
the
church. Why are they smashing a glass?
And I'm going to wear the fucking yarmulke because I respect my friend.
It is a little bit more involved in Albuquerque where it's hot, but she can suck it up for a little bit. She's got air conditioning in her car.
But
so.
She doesn't even have to wear it in the car.
That's true.
She can wear it when she gets there.
Now, what's interesting is,
you wear a suit if you're going to someone's Easter for Christianity. Let's put that.
They're meeting, I think it's Rofe and Asya, and this is the men and women are separate at this mosque.
Yeah.
And
are they not at some? I thought they are at all mosques.
It looked like in Bilal and Shida's, they weren't so separate.
That's true. It was different. Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't speak for all Islam.
It'll be interesting.
I know all of you expect me to, but I'm not going to.
It'll be interesting to hear on the tell all what they say about one another's practices.
But What's interesting here is that we hear they're cleaning themselves, and Muhammad shares a little bit about his religious past and says, I grew up very religious with my father, but my dad passed when I was 14. Was it 14 or 17? I can't remember what I wrote.
14.
And he said he just got sick one day and he died in the hospital. Y'all, Muhammad cries prettier than Sally Field
like I told
in
you,
Steel Magnolias.
It's the prettiest on 90 Day Fiancé.
And he says, when I pray, I think of him. Now, regardless of how far Eve wants to go in Islam, it seems like this would be something they could be on the same page for, is praying or just a spiritual side that wasn't, you know, anyway.
Yeah, no, like she believes in acupuncture. She probably believes in meditation. Yeah. That is, this is something you could connect on.
And so he says, I want to help her study Islam. That's one thing. I'm not okay with him saying, I want her to convert.
No, not at all.
That's
where I think he wasn't clear with her on that.
He was not clear with her. I completely agree. Now, he says, and Eve says, he's going to expect me to convert. I just know it. And this is something where you could say to him, so, Muhammad, I want to find out all about your religion and I want to share so much with you, but conversion is not an option for me. Saying that outright, I don't know if she has. Maybe she has. He's making it sound like she's never said that.
Which I kind of want to believe him.
Yeah.
Because we see that she's the one that's confusing to me about this. It's like before he got there, she was talking about, I want to compromise. She's going through her clothes. She's doing all this. And then now that he's there, she's like, this isn't who I am. And it tells me, is she someone who always needs sympathy from people? So she needed sympathy from her friends before because I have to do all this for Muhammad. And now that he's here, I need sympathy from my friends. She's a mean man.
She's easily influenced by her friends. She's easily influenced by whoever she's around the most.
I agree.
So if she's talking to Muhammad, she's talking to her friends the most. The other thing is she says, he does say, he says that, what does this say?
I laughed when he walked out. He went, oh my God.
That was so crazy. Y'all, next thing is they're going to go. She's like, so I'm going to go see Tatiana, my friend, one of the squad members. And I think it's time for another installment of Reality Gaze Theater. Albuquerque edition.
Boom.
So I'll be playing the role of Muhammad.
Have you ever been to Albuquerque?
I have not.
Same. Okay, Poodle be her on the Muhammad. I'm gonna play Eve.
Okay. So I'll let you start.
And
you haven't been to a club in a long time.
Oh, sorry, Muhammad. I was just playing some music to pump me up.
Oh, where are you going, Eve?
I'm going to go see my friend Tatiana. Remember her with the huge
boobs? She doesn't like me.
No, she likes you. It's fine. It's fine.
Why do all of your friends have such big boobies?
I don't think you should be looking at them, Muhammad. You're not supposed to. I'm going to go up, my girlfriend.
I'm going to be left here alone.
Yes, I know Theron's gone. I know it's like one of the few nights that we have a night alone. And I know that we could just order food and just bang like jackrabbits. But I'm going to go out with my girlfriend and we're going to talk.
I thought we could watch a movie.
What movie do you want to watch again, Muhammad?
I've heard such great things about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Muhammad, we watched that 5 times already.
I mean, wait.
I don't want to watch Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I want to watch the sequel. Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
Muhammad,
How did you blow up a kid?
Muhammad, I tried to explain to you. They just turned the knob the other way and it blew up the kids. Why don't you understand this movie?
Is it as good as 3 Men and a Baby?
I told you there's a ghost in that.
How do 3 Men make a baby?
Muhammad, I told you there's a ghost in that movie and I don't want to watch it again. It's scary.
A ghost in the movie.
Oh my God, you're so annoying. Can we...
Okay, you go.
Why not just play the movie
to talk about me?
No, of course not. I want to
talk
about
your big boobs friend.
I'm going to talk about stuff, and I promise you I'm going to drink just water.
So you're going to drink?
Water. I swear, it's just water. Listen. I can't take all these questions.
I don't want you to drink.
This is like, no, I'm not doing this anymore. I've got to go.
I'll just be here. Playing Connect Four with myself. Oh, boy.
And scene. I don't know why, but this is one of my favorite scenes of the whole episode. When he was like,
So you're going without me.
Now, this is the first time, though, that you see something behind its eyes.
It's true.
Of resentment.
Yeah.
And kind of, wow.
Now,
what did you think of her doing this?
Is Well, I'm of two minds. Is he using religion to control her and keep her at home? Probably.
Probably.
I think...
Although he didn't bring up religion
that's
then.
That's true. I think if she would have explained, I am going out with my friend Tatiana, if she would have brought it up to him earlier in the week and saying, so I know Theron's away. I know we don't get a lot of time by ourselves. But this is the night that I want to be with girls. And the next three night, the next night, the next date night we have, we're going to be at home and do this. And because this person, he has to sit at home alone in a place he doesn't know.
With no one he knows.
With no one. So,
and it's fine that people can be alone. I want her to have a girlfriend.
But he needs extra care.
But it did seem like she was punishing him.
It did. It's exactly
and
what it was.
And maybe it was edited this way, but coming after the mosque, it just... Because I will say this, even when she was at the mosque and the other woman... Now, it was the other woman did say, it is my prayer that you convert.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of pressure. Well, but she also acted like she was really put upon.
I will say, like the LDS church, that is a thing that... It's important for them. That, for every person they meet, they wish to bring them to...
Every time I went to Stoptown Baptist, they wanted to baptize me and ask me to be washed in the blood. That's churches.
Yeah.
Churches just do... y'all, not just churches. That's a gym membership. That's the fucking true. Pilates studio. Yeah. This isn't new.
No, so that didn't faze me.
But I kind of felt for him. Not felt for him, because it was... It is gross how he's just expecting her to convert. But it's not gross because it's expected because that's where people, where he is. That's what,
honestly,
like my, that's what he's going to do.
This is both of their faults because neither one of them really brought up how important their own either religious autonomy or their what religion is to them. He didn't say, he played, I guarantee you, he played down what she needed to do
yes.
for to convert. And it was always in the back of his mind that she would convert. And for him or for her, she always acted like she understood and supported more than she actually did.
Because I literally, this dumb bitch never Googled
she
this religion.
Didn't Google Islam once.
She doesn't know a fucking thing about it. And I think she thought, oh, it's going to be like that guy who told me that he was Jewish, but we never went to temple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I will... And the reason why it bugged me that
it's
she
left... It's got so many roles.
Roles.
Can I just want to say one thing? She is making, and this is a very Western thing, we see our... It is a very anti-Islamic argument where all they do is bring up the things that are restrictive of women. And they will talk about things like, well, it's all rules. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do this. And so it's very – she is conflating his religion with her being a woman and her, quote unquote, freedom of being a woman. And people in Islam would say you have as much freedom as possible. So there are two different definitions happening concurrently.
Yes.
And they will never agree because this is a value difference.
It's different. Well, and I also want to remind
Thais, Patrick, these are and Eve Muhammad, these are both value differences.
Well, and I want to remind you, she's going out to have a drink with her friend 10 days after he got here.
Yep.
Remember, their segment started, at least from the edit, their segment started with 81 days left to wed.
That's true.
So that means they're on like date. So that's where I went, that's fucking shitty.
I also wrote down, and I said this in the, well, when we replayed the Reality Gaze Theater, all of Eve's friends have big old knockers. They like to put them out there.
They do. They do. They do.
Yeah. All of them love to, in the Cougar Club, need to
yes. Let's talk about, there's not that much. It's kind
there's
of
not.
Baby, but she goes to meet Tatiana.
All these rules.
She's like, can you have a drink? Can you have a drink? You need to have a drink.
Now, this is what I thought of when I was reading this, when I was watching this. Eve's complaining about Muhammad to her friend, and I thought, Eve's the oldest one in her friend group. This is a 47-year-old grown woman.
Yeah.
And she is talking to Tatiana like
a high schooler. Now, also, too,
yep.
just to call it,
I just remembered, and Eve said this in a prior episode. She told Mohammed, I do say Mohammed.
You do say it's from
doing,
Mohammed.
It's from me doing Danielle and Mohammed.
It's also where you're from.
But she said that she would basically give up drinking.
She did tell him that.
She said on rare occasions.
Rare occasions.
This is not, I don't think, a rare case.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
10 days in and she's going to have a drink.
When I said before, this is both of them promised more than they thought they could get.
But I will say so far, I feel like y'all could come at and be like, he's trying to control a woman, da-da-da.
I think that's an easy narrative.
I don't think he's trying to control her at all.
Well,
I think he's wanting her just to convert to his religion. Like you said, it's a conflation.
It's a conflation of women's liberation. That's a terrible term that I'm trying to come up with here. It's a conflation of them saying that in Islam, women don't have rights, but I would guarantee you that a lot of Islamic women would push back on that.
Because to Muhammad, he doesn't rationalize that he's taking any rights from her because it doesn't make sense to him. So, yeah,
it's a cultural misunderstanding.
I don't see that narrative.
Well, it is very convenient, and the friends know that.
Yeah.
And the friends don't want Eve, y'all, to be with someone, because Eve is the older friend you can call when you break up with your boyfriend and she'll go out with you to have bottomless mimosas or $4 margaritas in Albuquerque.
Yes.
She's always going to be go to Yosemite Sam's.
Yes. Or if you got when you got trigger finger from giving a hand job, she'll give you some acupuncture. Help that.
Y'all, that's why they don't want to get rid of Eve.
That is, yeah.
She is the ultimate wingman or wingwoman.
Oh my gosh. It's so.
Yeah, by the way, y'all, Tatiana's full of shit when she cries.
Oh, yeah, she's totally
full. She's full of shit.
She's like, are you second guessing yourself or feeling overwhelmed? And he said, well, I'm not second guessing. But there's just so many rules at the mosque.
I don't want to lose you, Eve. Who else is going to hold my hair at Pecos Pete's? You know those bars are named that.
Oh, yes, yes.
When I broke up with Randall, you were there.
You were there.
He was there.
Is someone going to dance to Technotronic without me? And you?
Why waste of time? You know, to be mine.
Pump up the gym. She's like, that's my song. So she's like, I don't know if I want to convert. And Eve said, and then to make it worse, she's like, well, how did he feel about us? She doesn't explain Mohammed's opinion at all.
I know, and this was the worst. She throws him under the bus, and
because he actually made a pretty good argument of how he felt not being respected.
Yeah,
da da da. She just said, "Yeah, he was." She said he was offended by you. Now she did say, in his country, they don't talk about sex at all, and she did say. To Eve's credit, she's like, he felt that he was being judged.
Yeah.
So she did say that. And then Tatiana, instead of going, oh, what was he judged about? She just leaned in and said, did he yell at you? And it almost.
That's the narrative.
You know what it almost
That's
feels like
That's the narrative
to me?
They want.
And I'm tiptoeing around this because I don't want to sound. But I have to. We both try to be honest with this show. So if this sounds bad, we'll edit it out. But what I feel like they want to have, like, they want her to be like a battered woman.
100%, 100%.
And they want to
go in there and save her.
And they want to save her.
100%, you're right.
And that's what it feels like to me.
And they want him to be awful. And he's not.
This, and I'm like.
He's shitty, but he's not as awful as they'd like him
to be. I wish y'all were friends with Shaida, because then I would say, go all in and for it and save her from Bilal.
They want him to be some kind of horrible Muslim man that they've seen on television who does like honor killings and shit like that.
Yes.
That's what they want.
That is not him.
Yeah.
At least I don't see it.
They would rather him like make her wear a full thing where you only saw her eyes.
Yeah.
That's what they would want.
Yeah. And so I just. Their look, you guys, how you look.
Burqa, that's what they are. I just came up with it.
if you want to look at problems in life, you will see the problems.
Yeah. These friends, to make long story short, her friends are not healthy for her.
No.
Especially not in what she is right now.
No, yeah. Not at all.
Because they're not even trying to understand.
Not even trying to understand yeah. at
They just
all.
Want their single friend Eve back.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
who
yeah,
holds
yeah.
their hair.
Because she takes it, again, he
Cactus
said,
Joe's.
He's not comfortable talking about a cactus. Yes, it's Cactus Joe's. She, when Eve said, well, they don't talk about sex at all, and Tatiana goes, we're not bad people just because we talk about
she's
sex.
She's full of shit.
And I went,
did you like it when her, she's crying in
I
this
went,
thing?
Honey, just because you have, and I'm sorry.
Issues about
just
sex.
Because men have fucked you over about sex, and that fucking sucks. You're dumping your shit on your friend.
I'm so glad we're rating her for filth, because she's a thirsty person. And that,
I think so too.
And that crying on TV, I scream laugh.
They're going to be, you know who her friends remind me of? The three witches that are friends with Danielle.
You mean, that's exactly who they are. The ones who want to cut off her head. But Danielle's friends are actually a lot more chill.
A lot more chill. And, but man.
And their boobs don't stick out as much.
No.
As the boob crew.
Because I just don't want you to lose you, because it's a slippery slope.
Because who, when I forget my credit card,
who's
at Peyote Charlie's?
Who's going to pay for that mezcal that I have?
That I don't know if I'm making up all these bars in Albuquerque, I'm quasi certain they exist.
It's Peyote and Charlie's. Look, y'all. Maybe there's some sissies that have been in abusive relationships that watch us that are super triggered. So, and I'm sorry, and come for us. But I feel like from this show and just from life experience, we have our finger on that pulse pretty.
Yeah.
I just don't see a red flag.
The thing is, they're trying to make him into an example of the worst Islamic man they've ever known.
Yeah.
And he's just not fitting it.
No.
He's shitty in his own way.
We know one. He's not from America.
Oh, Bilal.
Yes. We have one on the show.
We have one. Yeah.
So maybe I'm just comparing it
and
to
weirdly,
that.
And weirdly, that all of that stuff for Bilal, the fact that he's Muslim is the least offensive thing about him.
Yes. That it really is, he could probably try to use...
We have actually not seen a very, very strict fundamentalist Muslim on this show.
No.
A lot of the Muslims we've seen, Muslim men, almost all exclusively, have chosen when they want, like Yazan has picked and chosen, Azan.
Azan, yeah.
Aladdin.
I was going to say Jiggy.
Yeah. Zied, obviously.
Yeah.
And so this may be some of the most strict. Was there someone else who wanted someone to convert to Islam? I'm trying to think if that.
Well,
happened.
Avery and Omar.
But that's true. That he may be. Omar may be the. But Avery was a willing convert.
And he also made it very clear.
Yeah. And we still say. Something happened in that high school gymnastics.
She
something happened on the way to heaven.
She said she called herself a bad girl. So that's what
you're right. And that happened before almost she met him. Remember?
Yeah.
So we've never had anyone like Muhammad, and the show is trying to portray him as a real hardliner, and I just don't think he fits all that.
No,
I don't know. Maybe I'll be made a liar. That's the show.
That's the show. Tell us what you thought. This show brought up a lot. This is why I know you're kind of hate watching it.
No,
I like
it brings a lot of talk.
It brings up this season brings up actual real issues.
No, I would
unless
watch
you're Debris and Miona.
That's a show.
That's a show.
No, that their whole thing
kind of Ari and Benny too.
She's not on a show.
No, but
she's
like they don't
living.
Have real problems.
They're gonna be fine. They're together. Jabri and Miona's gonna be fine. Guillermo and Kara.
I'm scared that Patrick and Tice are going to work out, but I really hope you're right.
I'm in the middle with them.
I'm worried the only thing that concerns me is...
Remember that most people do get married on 90 Day Fiancé.
I think she'll get married to him because she wants that money.
Yeah.
Because you know he's not going to make her sign a prenup.
I don't think they'll stay together.
Although they're in Texas, so that's it. But I think he's too kind of broken to break up with her.
He is. She'll have to do it.
And she does anal.
But she'll have to be the one to saying, I'm going back home.
She will.
She will threaten him saying, no more John. He won't be able to do it. She will leave almost without telling him.
Because I hope that happens.
She's never fully committed to living in the U.S.
And then I'll get a phone call and he'll say, Maddie. And I'll say, did it happen, Patrick? He said, yeah. And he'll start crying. And
this is never going to happen.
I will, my
No one knows this opera. Just close us out, please. I'm begging you.
Sleep on, sleep on me. I don't remember the end. That's it, y'all. That's the show.
Mercifully.
We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yeah.
Get the hat. Oh, it's your portrait. Get the hat.
Yeah. And if you appear on John's face every time he moves to a different house, you can call us. I'm the fever blister.
Yeah, we
My
got
name's
that.
Sam Adams.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.